You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was presented by Dr. Dale A. Meyer on Easter 1992. Its title, Christ the Victor. And now here is Dr. Meyer.
You do not have to be afraid to die. That's good news for you this Easter day. Quite a few years ago, there was an elderly parishioner in my congregation. A fine woman, she was well along in years, and her health was failing rapidly. Everyone knew that she had only a short time left to live. Since she was too ill to attend church services, something she had always faithfully done, I visited her in her home. We'd chat, then I'd have a Bible reading, some devotional comments, and a prayer. Although she was a Christian, she would not talk about death. Try as I did to get into a conversation about death, she would not talk about dying. Her family later on told me that she always avoided the topic of death. Death scared her. And she's not alone. Death is terrifying. It wouldn't surprise me if you have been, or now are, afraid to die. Let me tell you about a second parishioner. Several years ago, this church member was going to have heart bypass surgery. I visited him in the hospital the night before the surgery. We had barely begun to visit when he said, "Pastor, when this is all over, I'll be home. Either I'll be home with my family, or I'll be home in heaven with my Savior." I thought, wow, what a wonderful confession of faith. He wasn't coerced into saying that. I didn't have to pry it out of this man. It was a confession of confidence in the face of death. This man was not afraid to die. You don't have to fear death either, because Jesus Christ is risen. The risen Christ is victor over Satan. More than anyone else, Satan wants you to fear death. Satan wants to rob you of Christian confidence in the face of your own death. By leading you into despair, Satan wants to take away from you the assurance of God's love for you. Today, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who, praise God, is victor over Satan. Now, you put your hope and confidence in Jesus, and you need not fear death. Are you afraid to die? That's natural. Death ends so many pleasant associations. No more time with your husband or wife. No more time with parents or children. The smiles and laughter, even the pain and tears that make a home, no more. The loss of loved ones makes death terrifying. Fear death? Yes. When you also consider the pain that might come as you die. Some people are here 1 minute and gone the next, but many people suffer slower and more painful deaths. That's not a pleasant prospect. It's one that very understandably can make you afraid. Fear death? Yes, there are even more reasons. You'll be experiencing something you've never experienced before. You know how you feel apprehensive when facing something unknown? Surgery? Travel? A new job? Death is the greatest unknown you'll experience, and that makes you understandably afraid. Satan knows all of this. Satan also knows something else, something with which he'll try to make you fearful and despairing. Satan knows that you're a sinner who has not always lived the way God wants you to live. Satan knows that God wants, no, it's more accurate to say God demands. Satan knows that God demands that you be perfect in your relationship to other people and to God. Satan knows the Bible. He knows that God says, "Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Satan knows that you don't have a leg to stand on before God, your Maker and Judge. As it says in Psalm 143, verse 2, "Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you." Of all the things that Satan can use to make you afraid of death, this is his greatest weapon. Your death will bring you before your holy and uncompromising judge. Are you afraid to die? Satan knows you've got good reason to be scared. The purpose of my Easter message is to make you a victor over any fears of death you may have. You can conquer the fear of death because, only because, Christ is victor over Satan. Put your confidence in Christ who died but now lives, and you can be confident that you'll survive your own death. Put your confidence in the Christ of Easter, and you'll be a victor over that fearmonger Satan. Put your confidence in Christ, the victor who promises you eternal life, and you'll bash Satan in the head. The resurrection of Jesus Christ means that the dead body of Jesus, his corpse, was made alive and is still alive today. Christ is risen indeed. The story is told in Luke 24. Very early on Sunday morning, the women came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. They found the stone rolled back from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were troubled about this, suddenly two men stood beside them in clothes that were shining with the brightness of lightning. The women were terrified, and they bowed their faces to the ground. They asked the women, "Why do you look among the dead for him who is alive? He is not here. He has risen. Remember what he told you while he was still in Galilee? The Son of Man must be handed over to sinful men, be crucified, and rise on the third day." They remembered what he had told them. That's the Easter story. Now let me explain why it's so important as you consider your death. Your sins have separated you from much of the love and kindness of God. The fact is, your sins made you God's enemy. Such a situation suits Satan well. Being God's chief enemy, Satan is happy when he can put as much distance between you and God as possible. Though Satan was pleased, God wasn't. No way was God going to let Satan get the best of him. No way was God going to let death conquer life. No way does God want you to feel forever the force of his anger against your sins. In plain words, God doesn't want you to go to hell. So God sent his Son into this world. The eternal Son of God, the second person in the Holy Trinity, became true flesh and blood. He didn't just put on a body like an actor might put on a costume. The Son of God literally became flesh and blood. With that true flesh and blood, the Son of God, who had become also a perfect Son of Man, did something that we human beings do. He died. And yes, Jesus' death was painful. Not simply because it was by crucifixion, a hideous way to die, but because Jesus suffered in his physical body the full brunt of God's anger against the sin of all people. In those few hours on the cross, Jesus suffered an eternity of hell so that you wouldn't have to. On the cross, Jesus reconciled the holy God to mankind. How do I know that? How can you know that God is at peace with you because of Jesus' death? The answer is the resurrection. By restoring the dead body of Jesus to life, the triune God proclaimed to the world that your sins have been paid for. By the resurrection of Jesus, the triune God proclaims the supremacy of life over death. By the resurrection of Jesus, the triune God gives hope instead of hopelessness, heaven instead of hell, and confidence instead of fear. Paul says in Romans 4, that Jesus was handed over to death because of our sins, and then was raised because of our justification. By the resurrection, Jesus Christ has proclaimed the victor. And through faith in Jesus Christ, you conquer death. Do you realize what that means? Because of Christ's victory, you can be free from the fear of death. In the New Testament book of Hebrews, we read this: Now since all these children share flesh and blood, he also took on flesh and blood to be like them, so that by his death he might take away all the power of him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and thus he might free those who were subjected to slavery all their lives by their fear of death. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ means that Satan has been conquered. That old enemy who works on your fears, who wants you to throw up your hands in despair, has been conquered by Jesus Christ. Now, you do not have to be afraid of death. You're free. Free from the fear of judgment. Your sins were paid for at the cross. The resurrection proves that. When you put your faith in Jesus, God sees you as a holy person. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. You're free. Free from the fear of judgment, and also free from the fear of the unknown. Now when you think about death, when you think about your journey through the valley of the shadow of death, you know that you have a Savior who has already made the journey and who will guide you successfully into heaven. Peter Marshall was a Presbyterian minister well known for his prayers. He once told about a mother explaining death to her child. Remember when you were little? You liked to crawl into your big brother's bed? And around midnight, big loving hands would carry you into your own bed. Then you'd wake up in your own room. That's what death is, waking up in your own room. In a similar way, you can be confident about going to heaven. You're free. Free from the fear of judgment. Free from the fear of the unknown. And free to live God's life now. Robert Herhold said, "It's too bad that dying is the last thing we do, because it could teach us so much about living." You don't have to wait to die to learn how to live. Put your repentant faith in your Savior, and you can live confidently. That applies to all areas of daily living, including the painful things associated with death. It's possible that your death may be physically painful. Your death will separate you temporarily from Christian loved ones. Perhaps there are other things about death that bother you. You know what to do when those fears raise their head? The answer is not whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. Oh no. The answer is go to Jesus, crucified and risen for you. Believe in the Savior who once was dead but now lives. Meet him in his promise, "I am the resurrection and the life. The person who believes in me will live even if he dies." Be confident. You're more than conquerors through him who loves you. No need to fear death. Jesus is the victor. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.